Nowruz in Travelogues. In the name of God, hello and welcome to the program. As a reminder, it was mentioned that Nowruz attracts every foreigner who comes to Iran as to stay for a short time or to live here for years. Last time, we spoke very briefly on two travelogues about Nowruz in Iran. Today, we are going to mention the views of other travelers in their travelogues. Karsten Niebuhr was a German explorer, mathematician, and cartographer in the service of Denmark. He was the only European who traveled to Iran during the reign of Karim Khan Zand. Moreover, he was the first person who studied and examined Takht-e-Jamshid or Persepolis closely and studiously, although Chardin and others had already conducted research on the issue. Karsten Niebuhr visited Shiraz, Takht-e-Jamshid, and Bistun, and in 1762 drew the most exact map of the Persian Gulf region. This German explorer entered the Iranian soil via Bushehr, and instead of using the common road, took a long sidetrack to Shiraz. Then he went to Takht-e-Jamshid and, after taking samples of the sculptures and scripts, he returned to Bushehr, Iran via Kharg Island. Karsten Niebuhr lived among the people of villages around Takht-e-Jamshid, and what he has written in his book are the observations of the villagers' everyday life. He writes on Nowruz, "The Iranians' Nowruz is the day which has existed on the ancient time. On March 20, villagers had worn better clothes and didn't work on this day. Wearing better clothes and refusing to work were the only signs that this day is the feast. In the days of feast, many farmers and girls from the neighboring villages came to Takht-e-Jamshid on donkeys or on foot. Perhaps they wanted to promenade in Takht-e-Jamshid or see the foreigners who had come there," unquote. Akio Kazama was the first Japanese plenipotentiary minister in Iran in 1925 and lived in Iran for nearly 3 years. He was fond of the Iranian culture and civilization. He studied the Iranian history, art, and literature. Akio Kazama loved Hafez, Khayyam, and Ferdowsi, and wherever he traveled, he would take notes and then publish them upon his return to Japan. Kazama's travelogue is interesting as it makes us familiar with the scholastic politician's view on Iran. During his stay in Iran, Kazama traveled to different cities and it refers to the past record of the regions that he visited. For instance, when he had gone to Isfahan, he gives a detailed description of Ali Qapu Palace besides the sitting on the throne of Shah Abbas Safavid on Nowruz and watching the famous Iranian game of polo. This Japanese scholar and politician writes, "The noise and congestion of the feast days and the shows on the streets usually take us to the Cannon Square, especially on the Iranian Nowruz during the vernal equinox and Eid Qurban. All people of the city put on new and adorned clothes, and the elderly, the youth, men and women set out. The Iranian calendar is based on the solar year, and this year begins with spring and ends with winter. In this calendar, the chaos and mistake in seasons that occur in other countries will never happen. The new Iranian year begins in March, when birds start singing and flowers of every species blossom. In the eve of March 21st, the Shah of Iran would invite all foreign plenipotentiary ministers to a luxurious feast in the palace. In the new Iranian year, which is called Nowruz, people in the cities and villages wear new clothes and are happy. In the morning of Nowruz, the Shah, inviting all statesmen, commanders, and domestic and foreign officials to the palace, holds the greeting ceremony. The Nowruz greeting custom has remained since ancient Iran. The Shah shakes hands with every official and gives them a gold-minted coin as AD. I also took a gold coin with the Shah's image minted on it. James Justinian Morier was a British diplomat and author. He came to Iran in 1808 with his father, Harford Jones, who was Britain's special envoy. He worked as secretary at the embassy and lived in Iran for nearly 6 years. James Morier claims that he has explained his experiences in Iran in simple language. He writes on Nowruz, "On March 21st, the beautiful morning became exhilarating with three cannon shots for the honor of Nowruz. This feast is an ancient Iranian feast. The rich send things for the poor. Everybody wears new clothes and they open the doors of homes for guests. Religious, musical, dramatic, and sport groups carry out collective games and entertainments. Even the dead are not forgotten. Nowruz is the beginning of spring. It is one of the greatest Iranian feasts. People go to visit each other, and while hugging each other, they congratulate the coming of Nowruz like we in Britain that congratulate our friends, the Christmas. The presents that the Shah gives are expensive. He sends khalat, that is, honorary attire with a shawl trimmed with gold, and sometimes he sends them a horse adorned with a saddle and trappings. Moreover, the Shah gives ample money to his near ones at the public court. There was a big dish full of gold and silver coins. The Shah would take handfuls of coins and pour it in the hands of the lucky person who would extend his hand."